This week's program was produced by Susan Bramhall, Richard Hill, Anna Manzo, Bob Nixon, Gary Trujillo, Melinda Tuhus, and Jeff Yates. For Between the Lines, I'm Scott Harris.
Good evening. I'm Mike Murley, and welcome to WPKN's Mic Check. Coming to you on WPKN every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome to everyone listening at 89.5 FM on your radio dial. Welcome to everyone streaming live or tuning into our podcast at WPKN.org. Each week on Mic Check, one of our diverse roster of hosts present a wide range of topics for discussion, focusing on global, national, and regional issues and their effect on our local community. Just as the phrase mic check was used to mobilize people to create a human microphone during the Occupy movement, this weekly program seeks to amplify our community's many voices and bring them to the airwaves. Mic check is followed on WPKN at 6 p.m. by another exciting public affairs program, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. Tonight, I'm joined in the studio by Heidi Owlett. Darlene Asmara Fernandez is on her way. And we've also got Lionel, Jordan, and Demetrius. And they're all from the community organization Make 'em Believe, based in Waterbury. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here. So can we go around and do like introductions first, and like what your connection to Make 'em Believe is?
I'm Heidi. I'm the organization president. I started the organization about 2 years ago for Make 'em Believe.
I'm Lionel. I was basically into the organization by Heidi 2 years ago when it first started.
I'm Jordan. I got connected a little bit after Lionel, I guess. And yeah.
And Lionel and Jordan, how old are you guys?
I'm 17.
I'm 15.
And you guys are, you live in Waterbury?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. And so Darlene just walked in. Hi, Darlene.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. I know
good.
You literally just walked in, but
yes,
we're just doing introductions as far as who we are and what, so like what your connection to Make 'em Believe is.
Okay. My name is Darlene Fernandez, and I joined, when did I join?
2 years.
2 years ago, yeah. Me and Heidi have been friends a long time, and she's been working on this a long time. So yeah, it was about 2 years ago that we decided to merge my idea with what she already had going on, so.
That's awesome. And Demetrius. Demetrius is filming.
Yes, he
is. Which
is everybody.
Awesome and exciting.
That's his job.
He's the camera guy.
Demetrius, how long have you been involved with Make 'em Believe?
Since she has first started. I've basically been one of the products of her example.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. So Make 'em Believe has been around for about 2 years. Heidi, can you talk about the work that Make 'em Believe does and what inspired you to start this organization?
I started the organization because 2 years ago we had a couple of eighth graders getting ready to go into ninth grade One of the kids said, "Coach, I need some help to prepare for ninth grade basketball-wise." So we went every morning to our outside court, and we did basketball drills from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Started with 5 kids that summer, and we ended up with over 100 kids that December. So we had a short time span. Then it merged onto a couple girls for a Sunday clinic every Sunday for about three or four months we did. And our turnover ratio was pretty exciting. So we had the push to go nonprofit. I just recently got the nonprofit 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Hard work.
Was that a challenging process to
absolutely
get the nonprofit?
Absolutely. I didn't know where to go, the ins and outs, the closing doors. So thankfully, we ran across Darlene, and then I had a couple of new people that I had came across who had actually helped me get it started. All their research and information helped me push. So it's pretty exciting, long process. But for the children in our community, that's what we have to do to keep it going.
What inspired you to use athletics as the springboard for the work you do?
I play sports myself, and being young, and I am a product of Make 'Em Believe. I work with a lot of youth who are troubled, and then I have some who came from good backgrounds and some who came from bad backgrounds. Good backgrounds, you know, those are basically you could say the payers and the players. You know, sometimes. So these kids, I had a terrible attitude when I was growing up playing a sport. I was the poor sport. So we try to get these kids, and Demetrius as well, try to turn them around so that way they're able to make their school teams and their high school teams and stuff like that. So that pushed me. If I did bad and they were going around that direction, I figured I could help them turn it around because I already went down that path.
And so it sounds like you saw a real gap in terms of this type of organization or work happening in the community. And so you saw a real need for someone to start something like Make 'Em Believe.
Absolutely. I started coaching when I was 18, right out of high school. But I just really recently, 2 years ago, I really just started pushing the issue to keep it going. More so on the boys' side than the girls. We just started getting girls. We had the girls when we first started 2 years ago, but recently we have a lot more girls starting to come to play the sport. So in order for the kids to pay, to join the organization, it's a free organization. In return, they have to volunteer, give back to the homeless, feed the homeless, give back to the community. We did, we did water bottles, passed out water bottles. What else did we do?
Soup kitchens,
all types of things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're doing a lot. Like it's not just the sports. It's a lot of community. Volunteering, community service, and just getting involved in the community in really deep and meaningful ways, or getting more involved. And this is a question for everyone, can you share some standout moments or some things that are highlights for you that just really, really stand out?
Go ahead, fellas, you guys can start off first.
Highlight moments.
I know there's probably a lot, but it sounds like just... that you've been doing a lot of great work.
Go ahead, Jordan. What's your highlight moment?
Highlight moment? Highlight moment. I can't even think of a highlight moment right now.
Highlight moment for me was the first time I've ever played for Heidi. It was like, it felt way different. And then when I started getting more into the organization, I felt like I was doing way more better things for myself and felt like I was getting myself more out there.
I say the highlight moment for me was being able to give back and to the youth and see that not everybody is going to go down that path, and you can actually touch some of the kids in the community and make a difference in some of them and change them to do something positive, like give back and help to people who are less fortunate than you, like going to the soup kitchens and seeing all these kids that you actually, all the teachers and even other coaches talk bad about, and you see them help the community and do a change. It's like everybody thinks that just because they had a few bad experiences in their life or a few bad things that they can't change and they can't develop into someone better. But with the help of Heidi and the organization, we've all came a very long way.
I have to say the same kind of what Dee was saying about the kids kind of coming together and being one big happy family, because that's what they are. My first experience with the soup kitchen, I didn't help that much. I brought my daughter, though, and she had a great experience. I mean, I dealt with my two-year-old most of the time, so my contribution was bringing my daughter to actually help. But watching the kids actually serve food and putting smiles on people's faces and, you know, participating in that way, it brightened up my day. So imagine the people that are getting fed, you know. So I enjoyed that very much. So I wish I could have joined in a little bit more, but a little later on I helped out. But to see the way they were working together, that really inspired me to say, well, you know what, we need to do more. Like, we need to, you know, do more things in the community. That stood out for me. That was like the first moment that I was like, yes, I'm where I'm supposed to be. Because it made me happy. It did. It really did.
That's dope. Jordan?
My highlight moment is probably when I first came into the organization, because I felt like when I came into it, it's like it wasn't weird. Like, I didn't feel like out of place. They like welcome me like I'm family, and that's how this organization is. It's like everybody here, yeah, we're friends, we're not blood related, but the way we act around each other, it's like family. Like, and I like that. I didn't like going, it's like if I was to go into the organization, I felt like I didn't want to be there, but it's like it's a family thing. I like it. Like him, it's not blood, but it's my, like, my brother. That's like my second mom, Demetrius. It's all the same. I like the we're like family oriented, and we're not even blood.
Yeah. I can tell you my highlight moment. My highlight moment is when I have a kid that comes up to me and tells me, "Coach, I made my team. Last year we went 19 for 20 kids who tried out for the school teams, middle school and high school. Only one student did not make their team. This year I had 15 for 15. That's basketball, only basketball. I also train in volleyball. This guy, he didn't even want to try out for the basketball team, and I pushed him so hard to make him, and he actually did. But then he made the team, he proved himself, he proved to myself, but now he went back to track because now he's getting track offers. So those are the type of things that are very highlighted. We have some hot-headed kids that turn into, I won't say no names, they, you know, they bettered their attitudes. So those are the type of highlights that, like, if I had to pinpoint one, I would actually say the 19 for 20 and the 15 for 15.
Those are amazing numbers too. That's awesome. And thank you all for sharing your highlights. That was really cool to get to hear from each of you, like, what being involved in the organization has done for you, and some things that stick out and that come to mind.
I'm gonna add to what Heidi said. Like, my whole life growing up, I played basketball since I was 3, but like growing up, I was like always the underdog, I guess you could say. Nobody really thought I was gonna like be good. Then after working with Heidi and doing what we do with the basketball and all the other stuff, I grew in basketball to playing, like, I guess you could say, garbage, as people said, to playing basically varsity level basketball. Thank her for that.
Wow.
Sometimes you do something different, you learn something new. That's product, because he wouldn't even speak like that before.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, You're listening to WPKN 89.5 FM Bridgeport, serving Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties in Connecticut and Suffolk County, New York, as well as communities around the world via podcast and streaming at WPKN.org. The name of this program is Mic Check. My name is Mike Murley, and I am joined in the studio this evening by Heidi Aulet, Darlene Ismara Fernandez, as well as Lionel, Jordan, and Demetrius from Make 'em Believe, a community organization based in Waterbury, Connecticut. And we're talking about the mission and the work of Make 'em Believe and how the group has been working with youth for about 2 years and hearing stories of youth that are directly involved, as well as Heidi and Darlene, who basically work for the organization, or who, you know, Heidi founded the organization and Darlene has been very involved as well. So my next question is, and I wish we had more time because we only have until six, but we have a little bit more time. But right now I really want to know, what are some current things that are happening with Make 'em Believe right now that you'd like to talk about? If you can.
So one of the current things that we have, our organization just merged with 4J's Academy out in Waterbury. So we merged together so we can work with our youth and really, really push our youth. 4J's Academy has welcomed us. I do a lot of the training with the older kids. And Jason at 4J's, they do the younger children.
Is 4J's Academy a school in Waterbury?
No, 4J's is also another nonprofit, up-and-coming nonprofit organization. They welcomed us because they see our work and they see our product and vice versa. He pushes his kids just as well as I do, and why not try to take over, take over our city? Darlene here, she does the poetry and the merging of the kids, and she has a van, and we pack all our kids in her van, and we keep it moving. So one of the upcoming events that we have, yeah, that's a school bus. One of the upcoming events that we have is a no bullying bowling tournament. That'll be January 21st at 12 p.m. That's $25 per person. Get shoes, pizza, drinks, and 2 hours of bowling. Winners come out with a trophy. We do a team fee and we do an individual trophy. There goes that. Okay. We got a RSVP by January 14th if you would like to join. We also have a No Bullying dance coming up and a Someone I Love dance coming up. The Someone I Love dance, that basically is somebody, how would you explain that one?
Someone I Love dance would more be like a person that you would see in your life that you respect, love, or care for, and you would bring them with you as your date. With that dance, the dance, for more details on everything with the dance or any more upcoming events, you can refer to our pages on Instagram, Facebook, and Google hashtag Make 'em Believe or at Make 'em Believe. That's MakeEmBelieve.
Perfect. Where our email address is makeembelieveorg@gmail.com.
That was actually going to be my last question, was how can people learn more?
You can find us in Waterbury. We wear our product. Children are our product.
Mm-hmm. I wear this everywhere I go.
See that logo, just know.
So we also do, Darlene does our poetry version, trying to get the kids into writing. We're just looking for a space to hold that now so we can get that going. Darlene is definitely, she's on the board, so we merged together with her part.
Yes. Yes, we did. We need to, because it's sports, so now we need to add literacy to it. So, you know, a fun way of adding literacy and a positive outlet. So that's basically what I'm going to be bringing. But, you know, it costs money to get his face, so that's what we're working on now.
We got to find a way to be able to get to know the kids that we are have involved in our program, because we have so many different personalities that we deal with on a different basis. And all these different kids, we think that we can just respond to them one way, but there's so many different troubled youth, and even in Waterbury, not even just troubled youth, it's not really too much direction or guidance or programs that we have out there to offer that. So now that we have the poetry and Heidi with the basketball clinics, and not even only basketball,
because sports,
it's just sports in general. She goes in all fields. So as far as that, we just got to do as much as we can to affect or make a positive outlook on the community. Because if we can't give back money-wise, at least we could give back with our time.
Yes.
I agree to that.
I agree.
Sounds good. No, that's I was like, yeah, I was just thinking. And so Make 'em Believe is, it's only open to youth from Waterbury, right?
No, absolutely not.
Not at all.
Not at all. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's not at all. To be honest, it's open to anybody that wants to make it out, that will put their work and, like, give out their time to the community to do anything. That's the way I take it.
I turn no one down. No one. If you're looking for a way, it's just not about a sport. It's not about a sport at all. It's about everything in general. It's about life. We have great mentors that are in our program. Our older kids, Lionel, Jordan, Xavier, our girl side, Jalen, Anaya, Kiara, the older girls and boys, we give back. They give back. The summertime, we ran a free program where all of our older kids, they teach the younger kids how to play a sport, the ones who don't know how to play. It's free. Everything is free. So in return of the younger kids learning something, the older kids are learning how to give something. You know, a lot of times, they go above and beyond for me because I go above and beyond for them. Any question I ask, they're there. These two right here are a true definition of people who really want to do something for themselves. They're not bad. They weren't bad. Just a little adjustments that they needed in life, but you know, that's everybody, so might as well start young. And you know, this guy, he wants to coach, so he's only 17 and he has a couple teams. He coached 3 teams already with me: soccer, softball last year, he helped me out with some games, this year soccer, and they both coach basketball with me. So I mean, following the footsteps, you have to give out what you are taught, you have to give out. And that's what our organization is. You have to believe in what you stand for. And if you don't believe in what you stand for, then you got to push.
Mm-hmm. So January 21st is the No Bullying Bowling Tournament?
Yes, sir.
And that's in Waterbury?
Yes, Lakewood Lanes.
And RSVP by January 14th?
Yes, sir.
And then I know you have a couple other events as well coming up. And can you just give the contact information again for how our listeners can learn more and possibly get involved with Make 'em Believe?
We have a, it's a Gmail, right? Gmail. I have a couple of emails. You have to forgive me. MakeEmBelieve.org@gmail.com. We have an Instagram page, Make 'em Believe. We have a Facebook page, Make 'em Believe. What is the Google? Make 'em Believe. Hashtag Make 'em Believe. We have, you can also look myself up on Facebook, Heidi Olette, or Darlene as Darlene, yeah, you say that.
Darlene Esmara Fernandez, True Poetry.
A little tongue tied with that. I can't even say it.
You don't have to put the Esmara, but it's in the middle.
Yeah, so we're pushing.
And then, so my last question is for each of you, if there's just anything else that you would like everyone who's listening right now to know about Make 'em Believe. And so We can actually start with Demetrius.
So basically, I'd like all of you guys to just come out and participate and take action. You know, there's a lot of things that could be done in the community, a lot of change that could be done. All we got to do is speak out and come together. There's no unity in our city, no unity at all in Connecticut. And we all just need to come together and make a change, make a difference. Everybody that says that they can't do it, believe that you can.
Okay, I would say we need to get together to help the youth because they are the future. So that's our job. The name says it itself, make them believe. So we make them believe and they make you believe. So,
absolutely.
Definitely.
I think you're next. Yeah.
Do you have a quick poem that you related to make them believe that you want to share?
I do have a poem. Oh, did you bring it?
Brings everything with her.
You want to let them? I don't know. It's not quick. Is it quick? No, it's not quick.
It's a quick one if you say it.
Oh, okay. So, a lot goes on in this world. Our mission is to make them believe. Through all things we can achieve, as we change lives, one child at a time, teach them to shine, to be the sunrise to our communities, spreading hope and possibilities, beams of positivity benefiting the future of the youth, not misleading but soul-feeding, showing all to see. By being the warmth in winter, shade on sunny days, the rainbow through the storm, we are more than an organization. We are family, and our mission is to make them believe. Make them believe in their dreams, in the path they've chosen to walk. Make them believe they can control their destiny despite the current reality. Make them believe that they're supported no matter the situation, because we know what happens to dreams deferred. Make them believe they are the future of this nation. With hard work and dedication, they can be whatever they choose to be. Our sole purpose is to make them believe, so they can then make you believe.
I would just tell everybody to come out and support and join us to make this a bigger and better organization.
Jordan. Yeah. Everybody come support our organization, join if you want to join. But when you join, if you join, you can't just come into this organization and not put in work. Everybody in this organization put in work. Heidi put in work, Darlene put in work to where they at now. And they made a big progress over 2 years. So if you come in here not putting the work, playing around and acting like you don't want it, then I don't know what to tell you about that one.
So funny. I love it.
Straight up, I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
That could sum it all up right there in a nutshell. In a nutshell, 4 J's and make them believe. If you don't put in the work, you know, where would you be if you can't put in the work? Honestly, and that's in the school, on the court, off the court, volunteering, giving back, behaving in the house. I mean, we teach it all. Our name is Make 'Em Believe, but our motto is Never Say I Can't. Because you could do anything that's possible.
Yeah. I hate that word.
I can't cost you push-ups.
Can't isn't in our vocabulary.
At all. That's 5 push-ups. That's 5 push-ups.
Depending on the day.
And depending on who you are.
All right. Heidi, Darlene,
yes.
Lionel, Jordan, Demetrius, make them believe. Thank you so much for being on the program tonight. Darlene, you had told me about, we met through the poetry scene.
Yes.
And I remember you telling me about Make 'Em Believe and about Heidi and about the work that you guys have been doing. And so Heidi, it's so nice to finally meet you. And Demetrius, Lionel, and Jordan, so nice to meet you guys. Thank you guys for coming, for being here, and keep up the amazing work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And come back soon. Yeah. Come back soon and let's talk about, you know, other projects you guys are doing in the future. You know, anytime you want, come back here anytime you want.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This has been Mike Check, and I'm Mike Murley. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night at 5:30 for another episode. Next up, we have the Rough Nader Radio Hour, right here on WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport, and streaming around the world on the web and available in podcast form at WPKN.org.